and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. I'm Jeremy Warner. That's Mike Carpenter.
Hey.
435, well, just turned 436 here in Champaign. Getting a little cloudy out, 84 degrees. And it's Camp Rantoul, one of the hotter days for Camp Rantoul today. And we're going to go live to Camp Rantoul. We've been doing it all week. This time we're bringing on Doug Bouchon from orangeandbluenews.com. And Doug, I got to imagine, for a guy like you in the media that's been covering this every day, it's kind of getting like Groundhog's Day up in Rantoul.
You know, you took the words right out of my mouth, Groundhog Day. It is going to be kind of the same thing every day, especially for the guys covering the practice. But you got to hand it to the coaching staff. They try to find ways to break up the monotony and not let complacency set in. So if us guys in the media are getting complacent, well, the players certainly aren't. The coaches are still out there pushing them hard and changing things up every day to keep that complacency from setting in.
Well, Doug, I know you guys cover the Illini there really well, orangeandbluenews.com. I've been writing a column for you guys as well. You guys do a fantastic job. But today, are they getting a little more contact? Because the scrimmage tomorrow, I imagine, are they going to the ground yet?
Yesterday they started going to the ground. That's when it got fun for us watching from the stands, especially at the end when they were going 11-on-11, tackling to the ground, and the guys really started getting into it, started getting real aggressive. And you can see today, especially with the linebacker core, working on form tackling, working with the sled, more on tackling. So practices are definitely getting more physical as we go along here.
And, Doug, I know there's some players that stuck out to people in workouts before, whether it was Donovan Young, some of the freshmen, Henry Dickinson, a linebacker I know, stepped out. But I always wait until they put on the pads and you see them live going to the ground. Anybody else stuck out for you since they put on the pads that's really emerged?
You're a wise man to wait until they put on the pads, because there was a lot of talk really, of course, about the two freshman running backs, Donovan Young and Josh Ferguson, both very talented. They look great with T-shirts on, and they still look great with the pads on. But once they put the pads on, Jason Ford, just a real physical back, had a fantastic day yesterday. Had a big run off tackle where he just ran over a safety and put him on his butt. Then he had a 65-yard touchdown run on an outside zone running play. So once they put on the pads, Ford was ready to play.
Well, and you knew he could break some tackles, but hearing about a 65-yard run, I mean, that's what made Mikkel great, is he had that second gear. A lot of people doubt that, and I'm one of them. I doubt whether he can get away from people, but he's showing that, huh?
Yeah, I mean, he ran away from the secondary, and maybe that says something about the secondary. I don't know, but he did have, once he broke it outside, he was down the sideline. He ran away from Stupo Sani and scored a touchdown. So, and we talked to him afterwards. He said he is about 10 pounds lighter. You know, he weighs... He's under 240, maybe 237 or so, and he's got a little bit of extra burst.
We know Shieldhouse is the unquestioned leader of the offense. Is there anyone on defense that has emerged and so far in Camp Rantoul made it known that they will be that vocal and I don't want to say spiritual, but, you know, locker room leader for that defense?
Well, the guy you look to is the middle linebacker, Ian Thomas. He's a senior. He's been here. He plays the position where you like to have a leader from. But, you know, the amazing thing is Akeem Spence, just a sophomore, he's just stepping up from a leadership standpoint on that defensive line, keeping guys moving, keeping things exciting for him. So he's got some real leadership skills just as a sophomore defensive tackle.
Talking with Doug Bouchon from Rivals.com and orangeandbluenews.com. Check out his stuff there. Doug, one thing I think that people forget about, I mean, the secondary seems pretty good, and you got a lot of young guys at linebacker, Akeem Spence, a defensive tackle, but it seems like forever since Illinois has had an elite pass rusher. I mean, you could probably go all the way back to Simeon Rice. I know Will Davis had a good year a couple years ago, but Michael Buchanan's a guy that I'm keeping my eye on, that junior bandit, that kind of 3-4 outside linebacker position. What have you seen from him so far in camp?
He's very quick off the ball. The thing you'd like to see more of is see him be more physical, you know, with the bull rush and all that. But he's a fast guy. He's long. He's got long arms. So when he gets in that defensive backfield, he can just, or offensive backfield, he can just wreak havoc. You know, he puts his arms up. It's hard to throw over him. Then you talk about the bandit position. Justin Staples, who's the second bandit, has just been great during camp. Another really fast guy. He looks like a middle linebacker more than he does a bandit. But he's been really great during 11-on-11.
Do you think the lack of experience may be, do you think athleticism, I should say, will be able to make up for the lack of experience that some of these guys on defense have going into this season?
Yeah, team speed and athleticism is probably the strength of the football team. They're not going to be the most physical team in the Big Ten Conference. They have some physical guys on the offensive line, you know, big guys that have beefed up over 3 or 4 years. But athletic-wise, they can definitely compete. They have speed. at most of the positions on the field, especially wide receiver, running back, tight end, and then, you know, that defensive end and bandit that we talked about. So athletically, they compete. My concern is are they going to be physical enough for the Big Ten?
Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3, Connect FM, Jeremy Warner, Mike Carpenter. Talking with Doug Bouchon from orangeandbluenews.com. How's that secondary coming into play? I know there's a lot of competition at the cornerback spot. Treylon Henry kind of moving to that nickel back and Sam linebacker, whatever you want to call it, for Illinois. But the safety position, I know Supo Sani is a guy that you're maybe looking to play that safety role now that Treylon Henry's there. And how's the competition at cornerback with Tavon Wilson, Justin Green, and Terry Hawthorne coming along?
Well, they rotate those three guys. They're going to continue to rotate them. I don't, you know, there's not really a lot of competition at the position among those three. They're all going to play, and they all rotate. So, and then the safeties, same thing. Supo Sani, Steve Hull, those guys are going to play a lot of football. You know, the amazing thing about the secondary is, you know, you want 7-on-7, and then you rarely see the defense win at 7-on-7. There's no pass rush. The quarterback's got all day to stand back there and pick off targets, but I don't know how many times that secondary has won during 7-on-7 this week. It's really it's been a nice thing to watch.
So do you think it says more about the offensive line or the defensive line that not much pressure is getting the quarterback?
Well, that's during 7-on-7, and there's no defensive or offensive line.
Oh.
So, you know, but when they go 11-on-11, the offensive line is winning against
okay.
the defensive
all
line.
Right.
That probably says more about those guys than it does the guys on the defensive line.
Doug, you guys also cover a lot of recruiting at orangeandbluenews.com. I know that's where you get a lot of your subscribers. But Illinois, a couple commitments in the last week. Taylor Barton, a safety, and then Zach Jackson, another defensive back, both from Florida, right? And just talk about what those guys can bring to this program, what the early word is on them.
Well, the early word is that they're solid, just like this current freshman class. I mean, this staff, they're doing a really good job of picking off guys who, you know, maybe high two-star, low three-star type of players, and then when they get them on campus, they're good football players. You know, they look like they belong. They can play Big Ten football. Same thing with those two guys. You know, they're not highly recruited. They're not a four-star, five-star player, but there's just certain things that they look at they can do. The Barton kid's a really good tackler, a very physical kid. He's going to come in and knock some heads when he gets here.
Doug, is there anybody we should be paying attention to coming up with recruiting? I know a lot of people are worried about Illinois. You know that maybe they're lacking the commitments yet that other Big Ten teams have. But like you said, I think Zook's a guy that always, you know, he's always got to sell his program, and a lot depends on how Illinois does. But like last year, he added a John Davis late, a Donovan Young late, the guys that Illinois really likes. But are there current guys that you're looking at, maybe in-state, out-of-state, that Illinois might have a chance at soon?
Well, they had a four-star running back here on campus this week. His name is Greg Garmin. He's from Erie, Pennsylvania. Everybody's after him. But his final three are Illinois, Michigan, and Iowa. And the thing about Iowa is that they're in on several different running backs. And Michigan, they just kind of got into the show there with Garmin because of the coaching situation in North Carolina. So Illinois has they have a realistic shot at a really fast, really good four-star running back. The other guy that we're looking to commit sometime in September is Buntrell Williams, a big defensive tackle from Chicago Mount Carmel. He was getting close a time or two, but decided to wait it out. But Illinois is right there in the top two or three for him.
So, Doug Bouchon, orangeandbluenews.com, last question I got for you is, tomorrow's a scrimmage. Hopefully they can get that in. The lightning, the storms don't come through. They can get that in. What are you looking for in the scrimmage? What are you keeping your eye on?
I'm just going to see if they compete. I want to see, and I definitely want to see the freshman running back. The freshman running backs, just like everybody else, they're two really intriguing guys. Donovan Young gets most of the ink, but Josh Ferguson and Julia Catholic, he's probably the fastest running back on the team already. He's just a freshman. But I want to see those guys against live hitting and live defense.
So, Doug, what's the place you're going to most in Rantoul? Where are you going to eat?
Oh, man. I'm running out of fast food joints. KFC, Taco Bell, there's some commercials for those two places.
Go to lunch at Ott's. Ott's Diner for lunch, amazing.
There you go.
Just a great old greasy spoon up there.
I'm starting to get a little bit of cabin fever in my hotel room. So.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Well, Doug Bouchon, we appreciate you coming on with us. Maybe we can break up some of that cabin fever by you coming on with us. But we always appreciate it. Doug Bouchon, orangeandbluenews.com. Thanks, Doug.
All right, thank you.
That's Doug Bouchon, orangeandbluenews.com. They do a great job covering the Illini there. We're heavy to a break. 359-2255-217. 359 2255. I've been at camp a couple days here. Watch this team. If you have any questions, one thing I'm looking for is the X factor. Who do you think has got to be the X factor? I'll throw that out to our listeners as well as you, Mike. 359 2255. It's a Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.